Fairy Realm Collection, Series 1. Written by Emily Rodder and read by Lucy Bell.
Jessie felt better once she was in the secret garden. She sat down right in the centre of its smooth, small square of lawn and looked around. Yes. Here, at least, nothing at all had changed. This place still made her feel as safe and peaceful as it always had. Clustered around the edges of the lawn, her grandmother's favourite spiky grey rosemary bushes still filled the air with their sweet, tangy smell. Behind them, the tall clipped hedge still rose high on every side. When Jessie was little, she used to think the hedge made this part of her grandmother's garden very special. Its wall of leaves seemed to keep the whole world out. But, thought Jessie, clasping her hands around her knees, it doesn't keep the world out. Not really. The secret garden's just a place at the bottom of Granny's real garden. It's a place where I can be alone for a while and pretend things are still the way they were before Granny fell and sprained her wrist. Before Mum started worrying about Granny living alone and decided she must, absolutely must, move out of Blue Moon, her big old house in the mountains, and come to live with us. She remembered the last time she and her mother Rosemary had come to stay with Granny. It had been winter nearly 3 months ago. There'd been no talk of Granny moving then. Then things had been very different. Jessie had always loved winter at Blue Moon. Every evening as it got dark, they would light a fire in the living room, and then Jessie and her mother would sit cuddled up on the big squashy chairs watching the flames while Granny made dinner. "No, I don't want help. You sit down and rest, Rosemary," Granny would say to Mum. "You work too hard. Let me look after you just while you're here. I love to do it." And after a few minutes' protest, Mum would agree and settle back gratefully, smiling. Then for a while, the only sounds they would hear would be the popping and snapping of the fire, the purring of Granny's big ginger cat, Flynn, crouched on a rug, and Granny's voice as she moved around the kitchen, singing the sweet songs that Jessie remembered from when she was a baby. There was one song that she had always especially loved. "Blue moon floating, mermaids singing, elves and pixies, tiny horses," it began. Jessie thought Granny had probably made it up because it didn't rhyme, and the tune was lilting and strange.